Hello.
Hello, Roz. This is Forrest. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Hey, we have an appointment to talk right now. My assistant Alex set it up with us.
Okay, talk about what, Forrest? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you had reached out to us in November about your property on North 30th Street.
Okay.
You're interested in selling at some time, and my assistant Alex has gotten with you and made this time for us to talk. Have I caught you
Okay.
at a bad time?
Well, I'm fine. Let's go ahead. What you want to talk about? Let's talk.
So tell me, I mean, is this where you live right now?
I currently do.
So if somebody made you an offer that, you accepted, how long would it take you to, find a new place to live and all that stuff?
30 days. 30 days or less.
Oh, you already have somewhere to go?
Yes, I will. If I sell my house, I will.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. And what updates and improvements have you done to the property?
I took the house and put windows in it in 2013 and a roof in 2013. That's the only thing I've done.
Okay. Have you owned it?
Huh?
How long have you owned it?
No. Since 2012, 2010.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and so tell me if you don't mind, please. I mean, what made you, want to start, the sales process of your house?
Well, actually, I'm really not there that often because I do travel a lot, and so I'm not there, and that's my family house, and it's a little too big for me, so I just thought, maybe try something smaller or even just keep traveling like I'm doing.
Where do you travel to?
I cruise the world, different places, different countries. I go stay for a month or two. So, like I said, I'm not there that often, but I mean, I'm not in no, I don't have to sell, but if something comes up that I'm interested in, then I may think about it.
Okay. Where's your favorite place you've traveled to?
Alaska.
Yeah, we did an Alaska cruise a few years ago, my wife and I.
Yeah.
That was special. Seeing the glaciers
Oh,
and
okay.
all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the glaciers, those are beautiful. Yep. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So what kind of, what are you looking for in an offer that makes sense?
Well, I want you to, I just like I told the young lady, she tell me, you tell me what you all are considering, and then I can tell you whether or not we in the ballpark, or I need to stop wasting your time, or you need to stop wasting mine. So what you thinking?
I mean, I would love, I mean, I'm sure this is nothing you would ever accept, but I would love to be in like the, $170,000 price range.
Well, you getting to the ballpark, but you ain't made it quite there yet. Yeah. You getting there though, but you ain't
So
made it quite
top
there.
retail, top retail for these houses, I mean, you're in Churchill North, not Church Hill, so we can't comp those properties together. I mean, 170 is a pretty good number, seeing that you haven't done any updates or anything to get it, into a higher
Yeah, well,
position.
you look, just like I know, when you get my property, if I sell to you, your plans are probably to maybe tear it down, rebuild, or because I don't know, but I hear people keep telling me about what their taxes and all this stuff, value and all that. I ain't trying to listen to none of that. I hear what they're saying. I understand that the property and, you know, and the houses selling in your area for this and that. I ain't got nothing to do with nobody else's house. I'm just trying to work on selling mine. Yeah, but I understand.
Have you considered, you know, working with a realtor?
I have, but the only thing with a realtor is that I would probably have to be in town, you know, not to say that when they want to show it, but I want to be in town with if a realtor is going to be in and out of my property. That's the only thing.
You would want to be in the area?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to be in Virginia. I don't want to be, you know, out somewhere and they're trying to show my property or something is going wrong or anything. And that's the only thing with the realtors. Realtors are fine, but they have to, you know, go in and show at different hours, different times. And, you know, so I just, you know, I haven't put too much thought in that because I don't want to be doing that. I'd rather, if I'm going to sell it, go ahead and do what I got to do and me move out and let whoever want to do whatever. It's up to them.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, at the price that we're talking, I wouldn't tear your house down. I would renovate it and resell it. And the reason why is, I mean, that's cost prohibitive to spend that kind of money on a property.
Yeah, exactly.
The land value is only like, I mean, what I'm saying is like for us to be able to build a new property on there and make money, we would have to buy the land at like $30,000 and then you'd have the demo costs and all this thing. So it would be really cost prohibitive. We would just renovate what you have. That would be our plan with this property.
Oh, okay. So right now you're at about 170.
Yeah. I mean, if you say we're not, if we're pretty close to in the ballpark, you know, I think the next step is, you know, for me to come take a look at the property and make sure that, you know, the condition, you know, maybe, you know, the price can come up some. I don't know. I just need to look at the condition. So if you're serious, you know, in, you know, starting the process, I mean, it's not a yes, it's not a no. It's just can we continue the conversation, you know, when I come and take a look at the house?
Well, I select one of my boys, he'd be the one that would, I guess, be there with you to walk through or whatever you're trying to do. So, okay. Yeah, but I can, you know, check to see when next time he's going to be in town, and we can maybe go from there.
You think that's going to be, like, this week or next month, or what do you think?
Yeah, it might be next month.
Next month, okay.
Yeah, it might be next month.
Okay. When should I reach back out to you to see what works, or you want to call me?
Either way, you can call me. I can call you, just, you know, because, like I said, I don't know the exact date when he's going to get in town. But
well, yeah, why don't I can call me at this number, and if I don't hear from you in a week, I'll call you back.
Okay, sounds good. All right.
And can you please pronounce your name properly so I don't misspeak?
It's Rosalind.
Rosalind, okay. Thank you, Rosalind.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.